Jerry beans?
Jerry beans. Jerry beans. They're shaped like old men.
That are now dead.
Is that a term that anybody uses other than me and some people I went to college with?
Geriatric?
Jerry's.
No.
When you're talking about old people?
Short for geriatrics?
Yeah.
Oh, I've just never heard
like,
that.
Hey, look at a bunch of Jerry's crossing the street with their walkers.
That just makes me think of Jerry,
Tom End.
Oh, man, I can't think of her last name. The Amy Sedaris character on Strangers with Candy.
Oh,
Jerry Blank. Hundreds of Jerry Blanks cluelessly getting into mishaps.
I always thought
of
like Billy Blanks, and like that was his daughter, and I just like imagine Billy. You know who Billy Blanks is, right?
No.
What? Tybo. He did the Tybo videos.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, the boxing videos.
Okay, I know what Tybo is. I just didn't know what that guy's name was.
I've always been a fan of when movies and television shows and like aerobics things, they edit badly.
Yeah.
Where you could tell they obviously did a few takes of something. Uh-huh. And there's the difference. Like, sometimes it'll be the person's bangs are down straight in one shot. And then when they do that other angle, their bangs are to the side.
Mm-hmm.
In Billy Blanks, there's one routine wherein every time they show him head on, his tank top is, like, perfect. And every time they show him to the side, his one nipple is out. And I love it. And I think it's beautiful. So I just like imagining her as his daughter, like trying to do it with him. And like,
isn't he black?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That makes it even better.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I miss him and his nipple.
That makes me think of in a good one. One of those moments that I really appreciate is in Dirty Dancing where Patrick Swayze's character is gonna beat up the little, like,
Pechanga man?
Pechanga guy, yeah. And he, like, he's at the cabin, and he, like, jumps from the, like, little balcony onto the ground to go, what? Like, beat him up. And, kneel. And, in one shot, he's got his belt buckled. In the next shot, his belt is open. And the next shot again, it's buckled.
Like, as if Patrick Swayze's genitalia had the ability
to, you know, yeah.
To be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna
I don't know what he did,
belt.
But
oh, wait, he's doing okay without me. I'll go back away. Excuse me while I button myself.
Exactly.
That's so creepy. It's so creepy, but I'm excited did this show because this is the Annie Cheated Death show.
Yeah, well, we have actually a lot of fun things lined up for you guys.
We do. We're gonna cheat death a couple times on the show just to prove that Annie could do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock on wood right now, just to be safe.
Knock on comforter.
So, yeah, we have, what do you want to start off with?
Should we tell how you cheated death before
we
cheat death?
I guess that sounds like the best way to start it, yeah.
We cheat death live via recording?
Well, about 2 weeks, it's almost been 2 weeks at this point, just a couple of days shy. I went into the 2 weeks ago, it was Wednesday evening, I went to the hospital, I had stomach pains, it was like 9 o'clock at night, and lo and behold, find out, indeed, I have appendicitis.
Yay!
After like 12 hours of being in the ER, they finally diagnosed this particular issue, because apparently they cannot use normally they diagnose it with a sonogram.
Yeah.
Like what they give pregnant women to view, see their fetuses, you know? Which is a very easy procedure. They just put some of that
goopy
stuff on you
and
rub the thing on you.
Man.
No big deal. But no, apparently they cannot run it at 3 a.m, which is when I finally got admitted into the ER.
Really? Because they have a goo shortage from like
the sonogram needs its beauty sleep.
Oh.
That machine needs 8 to 10 hours a night. So, but apparently they can use the CAT scan in the middle of the night.
Sorry.
Which, if you're going to pay somebody to be your CAT scan technician at 3 a.m, why can't you pay somebody to be your sonogram technician?
Your goo technician.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess cats
are
cheap and
oily jelly.
I'm glad you didn't hear that.
Your what's are cheap?
Cats?
I don't get it. What does that have to do with goo?
It's a CAT scan.
Oh, CAT scan. Okay. I was trying to connect it to the wrong device, that's why.
Sorry.
Okay, so yeah.
How did my microphone get really low?
Maybe you got a limpy there. You got to tighten the screw a little.
I got it.
Screw it a little better. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, anyway, so the CAT scan is kind of ineffective. It's effective. It's just not immediately effective. What sucks about it is that you have to drink this gigantic, like, quart of neon green liquid.
Which is pretty much like every day of 7th grade for me.
Why?
Because I was always the kid at the cafeteria table that drank whatever they mixed all the food together.
Oh, I see. Well, it kind of tasted like Gatorade. Like regular, original flavor, lemon-lime Gatorade. Which at first I was relieved because, like, Alyssa was trying to tell me that, you know, she thought it was probably going to be cherry. And that's like, cherry is the bane of my existence. I hate cherry-flavored medicine things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first couple of cups, I was like, all right, sweet, it's Gatorade. I could totally do it, you know, whatever. But, like, by the, like, 6th cup of
goo.
Of Gatorade. Not like, goo. uber sweet Gatorade flavor, I was like, I can't drink anymore. But eventually I finished it. And then, after you drink it, you have to wait for 2 hours.
What?
For it to digest and go into your tract, you know, and yeah, like, illuminate everything. So then, you know, and I found that the way that our hospital here works is that the longer you stay, the better your accommodations become.
Hmm.
So when you first get there, you have to sit in the waiting room.
Yes.
Just waiting to get checked in for like 4 to 6 hours. I think it took me somewhere around 5.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous amount of time to get into the ER. Once you get into the ER, you get a room, but it just has, like, the exam table, you know, that you normally, when you go for a checkup, they make you, like, sit up on, and it's got,
yeah,
like, the paper
table
over
with
it.
The paper. Yeah.
It's not even actually long enough. If you were to lay down on it, your knees, you know, it ends at your knees. It ends at my knees. I mean, I'm tall, but I don't think it's, unless
you're about 4 feet.
Unless you're 4 feet tall, yeah, you're not gonna fit on it. So after, you know, they decide at 3 a.m. that I'm going to have a CAT scan, and so I drink the stuff. And then I have to wait for 2 hours until 5 a.m. to actually do the scan. So this requires me sleeping because it's the middle of the night and I've been up and it's 3 a.m. and I'm fucking tired. So then I go in for the CAT scan at 5 a.m. and whatever, no big deal. They actually have to inject you with more radioactive whatever stuff, and it actually kind of hurts. It's kind of burny. And the thing that was weird is that the nurse or technician or whatever she was, when she gave me the shot, she was like, well, you know, a lot of people say that they feel like a warm flush over their body.
Okay.
When they get this shot.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, okay, you know, I can handle that. And so I sort of did, but it was just in my crotch. It was like peeing myself, except for I didn't. Really? It was just hot in my crotch for like 5 minutes. I was like, what the hell? Is this what everybody feels?
She
and she just didn't want to say.
Body. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, you're going to experience a bit of a flush when you get this. Oh, okay. Interesting.
<Yeah.
laughs> So I had my CAT scan, and they said, okay, yes, it's inflamed, we have to take it out. Spend the next 2 hours answering the exact same 10 questions from, like, 10 different doctors. Because everybody, they have to, like, double, triple check and make sure that your symptoms are right before they do surgery or whatever.
I thought they might have all been working on the same crossword.
Probably. And eventually they decided that I am indeed worthy of having my appendix removed. By about 9 o'clock in the morning, I was sent in to have my appendix removed. The amusing thing is that when I first got in there, this is, of course, the way it happens. You're sitting in the waiting room, waiting and waiting and waiting, and as soon as you get up to pee, they call you your name, you know. I waited for 5 hours, and the second I went to pee, they fucking called my name. And then the first thing the doctor asked me is, do you, you know, have any urine for a urine sample? And I was just like, just peed, you know. And he was like, well,
you can go scoop it out.
It's not that important because it's just, you know, we just need to make sure that you're not pregnant. And of course, I'm going like, dude, I'm not pregnant. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not pregnant.
I don't know.
Not doing it with the dudes.
You have
a
bathtub.
That's not going to happen. So, anyway. I don't sit in the bathtub.
Okay.
Our bathtub does not... I don't even want to sit on the foot gunk from our bathtub. It does not get cleaned frequently enough. Anyway, so... But, you know, if they insist they just have to have it for legal reasons, whatever. So, you know, by 6 a.m, I have to pee again. And so I actually do it, like, a urine sample for the nurse at the time. And then, as I'm sitting in the bed, you know, they come and they, you know, when it's time to do the surgery, they put me in, like, the little roly gurney. And they take me up, and at this point, it's like, the roly gurney's actually kind of a not such an uncomfortable bed. Ooh.
It's rolling. That's kind of cool.
It rolls, yeah. For one thing. It it props. It has a few different positions. Somebody else has to set your tilt.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what that song was about? The
rolling with the homies. Yeah, totally. And it was actually really cute because the like, I don't even know what he is. The guy who works at the hospital who wheels people around, it's like his job is to like move you from one department to another.
Operator.
Yeah, exactly. He like, I guess our hospital has like little totes, you know, those little like socks with the like rubber stripes on the bottom.
Toasties.
Yeah. And he gave me a pair of those and it was like cute. I was like lying in the thing and at this point I'm in the gown. I have like no clothes on. Elsa has all of my belongings and she's gone.
Aww.
It's just me in the hospital gown and like my IV at this point. And so he's like, oh, here you go. Let me give you some socks. And he gave me, put like my little totes on. And I was like, all right, I'm fucking set. I got my little totes. I got my comfy bed. I'm all right. And so then they take me up and I'm sitting there in like some kind of weird like gurney docking station with like three other patients waiting to go into surgery. Where I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever. And this nurse comes and she's like, oh, for some reason we lost your urine sample. And so we need you to give another one. I was like, well, okay. At this point, I'm not under any kind of medication. I'm fine. My stomach kind of hurts, but, like, I'm fine. I can walk. And, you know, she gives me, like, a bedpan. I'm like, well, I can go. I can use a bathroom.
Really?
I really don't want to use a bedpan. And she's like, no, that's fine. Just use the bedpan. I was like, okay. She closes the curtain. I'm like, all right. Guess I'm using the bedpan. So that was really, that's the only time in my life I've ever had to do that. Hopefully the last time in my life I ever have to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I went into surgery and came out of surgery and was cracked out the whole day. And
yay! Best part of surgery.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't actually that fun, but it was fairly unpleasant. Kind of scary because I kept not breathing enough. And so, like, my machine would start to beep and the nurse would have to wake me up and be like, take deep breaths.
Oh, really?
That's kind of disturbing to be like, I could just suffocate lying here. Because I'm not conscious enough to breathe.
Yeah. Like the involuntary action that you're just not doing anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, breathing, blinking, overeating.
Yeah. By like 4 or 5 o'clock, I was kind of coming to. And so then they moved me into the super comfy bed.
Ooh.
The like private room in the infirmary. Super nice. Like it's got the like room bed that goes up and down at the push of a button. And, like, my own private bathroom.
Could you just sit there the whole time just moving the bed?
You could if you wanted to. At this point, I was still kind of like, I just want to sleep really bad.
Aww.
But, it tilts, the back tilts up and down, and it also has, like, the knee bending up and down.
Hmm.
That brings your knees sort of towards your chest so that you, it's also very comfortable. I kind of wish I had a bed like that. Very nice.
Every time I saw those commercials in the 80s, I was like, man, I can't wait to get old.
So I could have a bed that helps me. Oh, dude, I needed that shit, though. Let me tell you, like, I could not sit up, like, the first 2 days. Like,
really?
Because, you know, that involves your abdominal muscles.
Yeah.
I had to, like, whir myself into the upright position and then kind of, like, scoot my legs off the end of the bed and, like, stand. I couldn't actually do the sit-up that, you know.
The normal people
motion,
do.
Yeah. Really hurt.
Crazy.
But then, within a couple, you know, the next day, they sent me home and I've been doing fine ever since. Recovering very quickly and feel fine at this point. However, I will say my belly button is just not as cute as it used to be.
Really?
It's not. It's bigger. It's wider.
Did they go through your belly button?
Yeah, one of the. It was a laparoscopic surgery. The biggest incision is in your belly button.
Oh. That would suck if they left an outie.
No, it's not an outie. It's still an innie. It's just a bigger innie. It's not a nice, cute little innie anymore. It's like a big, wide belly button.
Aww.
But, the bad news is my belly button's not as cute. The good news is I'm not dead.
Yeah, that helps.
So, yeah.
Yay for Anna not being dead.
That's my long epic story.
She didn't explode.
And I didn't even get into the, like, how many different places they tried to put needles. Well, that was a long story. Let's get into our first band here already.
Yeah, totally. Our first song, I mean.
Well, yes. Our only band and their first song.
So our band this week is called Peacock's Penny Arcade. And would you like to read a little bit about some of our band members?
Yeah, yeah. They have their website. Normally we do this at the end of the show, but I'm just going to do it now because they have fun things on their MySpace about themselves. So if you want more information about them, just go to MySpace and look up Peacock's Penny Arcade.
Or go to, what is the exact address for them?
It's myspace.com/PeacocksPennyArcade. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have little mini bios about each member of the band, and I'm going to try to read this stuff off the website. It's kind of far for me, but
I'll I can read one after you read one.
Okay, so the first one is Proof Rock Peacock, vocals and guitar. The bastard son of Sir Diddy Dingle, Earl of Sheepshag, Mr. Peacock escaped from a notorious Worcestershire upon Toast public school at a young age, at a young and impressionable age, then stood away on a garbage barge to Freshkills, where he was adopted by a family of possums and raised to adolescence, where he has lived ever since. That's a long sentence.
Lottie Larceny, vocals and accordion. Miss Larceny was born in a tub of gin. She spent a sheltered, unhappy adolescence in a French boarding school run by sadistic nun assassins, which is pretty much the only type of nun, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There she learned accordion.
Except for Whoopi.
Oh, Whoopi? No, Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. I was like, what do the nuns do? Not the kind of nuns I knew. There she learned accordion and minor key laundering. Her hobbies include fisticuffs and talking during silent films. Her favorite deadly sin is pride.
Dutch climber, bass. Progeny of a prude line of Dutch burgers. Those are burglars at first.
A prude or proud?
Oh my god, I'm going to...
He was a prude. He was a prude.
Shut up. Dutch climber bass. Progeny of a proud line of Dutch burgers who lost it all at the tulip crash of 1673, which is an actual thing. It sounds silly, but there really was a tulip crash.
Was it a big tulip that fell over?
Well, tulips apparently... No, it sounds like it. It was like a stock market crash, except for their stock market consisted of tulips. Very big business in Holland. Tulip crash of 1673. Mr. Clymer spent many years saving for elocution lessons as to hone his implausible Irish accent. He has since squandered his guilders on anime porn and Pulp Fiction. He and Mr. Peacock disagree fiercely on the question of tulips,
oh God,
which Mr. Clymer approaches from a neo-Marxian paradigm, and Mr. Peacock considers delicious.
You know, I could hear that in the songs. That's so funny. So funny. Graham Bam, drums.
Thank you, ma'am.
Unlike the rest of the band, Mr. Bam is a serious musician who can play his instrument and everything. This fact has prompted speculation in the music trade press that he is being blackmailed by his bandmates, who, according to one popular rumor, have compromising pictures of Mr. Bam engaging in heavy petting with the full cast of Cats.
That would be very embarrassing. The Chernobyl sisters, Miss Dahlia, vocals and tambourine, and Miss Laura, vocals and keys. Apparently everybody sings in this band. Little is known of the early origins of the Chernobyl sisters. They were found as little girls wandering the aisles of a Neptune, New Jersey, Two Guys. Apparently that's some sort of store. Communicating in an indecipherable sing-song tongue of their own invention. Ooh. The girls paid their way by huffing fumes from the vinyl shower curtains and making jingles of store announcements until the early 80s, when they drifted into the punk scene.
Okay, what is that?
Mephisto!
Commissar Mephisto. Extortions. After a rewarding career in, a big word, integration...
Coercive interrogation techniques.
Was cruelly cut short by Gassenot.
Glasnost.
I should not be reading this
Glasnost
one.
As in Glasnost and Perestroika.
I have bad vision, it is far away.
Commissar Mephisto, like so many faceless deputies of former Stalinist states, effortlessly shed his past
loyalties. Oh, I thought we were going to
and put his talents
to work in the service of freedom and entertainment. Sounds like a good time. I seem to have lost my voice somewhere along this way.
Apparently Buffy is one of their influences.
As is former communist regimes.
Apparently.
And none.
Yes. Okay, so then. This first song that we're going to be playing is called I Left the Bra in Mississippi.
I never did that.
Which is a sad, sad place to lose your undergarments.
I believe I left one in Staten Island once.
Because I feel like everybody there wears, like, cross your heart big, like, Olga Gigantor cotton granny bras.
So two people could share it at once.
And so, yeah, if you leave your cute bra, man, that thing's gonna be gone. That's been snatched.
It's true.
Right up.
Poor bra.
Yeah.
Thank you. concerned, y'all can burn it. I'm feeling wild and looking National Geographic. Who cares about cups? Wires don't want to know Victoria's Secret. There are no binds across my ribcage, no strap weighing on my shoulder, and that suffocating grip in my chest, I left far below the border.
But I made it back alive just barely.
Defying bodily death. Mutilation and yes. Defying death.
We're going to do two things for you tonight to prove that Annie's invincible. Unfortunately, I was going to say, I was like, as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, wait a minute.
You're doing them as well.
Okay. I am invincible as well. We've got full bags here of real popping action. Entertainment yes. for your whole mouth.
Each of us has one. Both.
Yes.
So,
it is a
popping action, Colleen means pop rocks.
The thing that supposedly killed numerous stupid children in the 80s.
Yeah. And Mikey from Life.
That's true. I thought you were, like, saying, like, my boyfriend Mikey, and I was like, really?
From real life.
I'm dating a zombie? That's awesome. Mikey from real life. Oh my god. I've never put a whole bag in my mouth at once.
Yeah.
But for your auditory pleasure.
This is gonna hurt like hell, but we're gonna get a really great recording of what pop rocks sound like.
So this is what pop rocks do to your brain. We're gonna do it at the same time, so you have it in stereo. And we're going to see if Annie's actually invincible, and if I'm not. So,
yeah. And we'll also see which one of us cries first.
We should probably say some last words just in case.
Yeah. For one thing, we're imbibing, ingesting strawberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Don't try this at home.
Is that our last words? Don't try this at home?
I just want to make sure our bases are covered so that, you know, like, people don't sue our estates
or
something. Yeah,
these aren't meant to be eaten. They're meant to be put on display in delis and left there for 10 years.
That and sewed amongst your vegetables.
Yes. Sewed amongst pop rocks in your vegetables?
Can't you just imagine somebody, like, strewing them around like Johnny Appleseed? Johnny, like, Pop Rock Seed.
Watching the ground just shake and shimmer. Shimmer with the rocks.
I thought that would be interesting to see, like, what would happen if you, like, dump them
in. You're trying to get out a drink in your bag. You're not going to get out a drink in your bag.
Does it count as drinking?
Well, the way I'm going to do it.
I guess it's like doing a
shot. Wait, do you have
a
shot glass?
I'm sure we must, but you can't just do it out of your packet? Just to dirty my dishes?
No, it's okay. I can do it.
Okay.
So we're gonna get. Why don't you guys out there count to three? And when you say three, we'll do it.
Okay.
We're gonna wait for it. Ready?
Crooked chirp, crooked chirp. But apparently
no. No, all together, guys. All together. You're going in a round. I don't know if they're actually gonna do it.
Well, I guess we have to do this then.
Scared.
Hey, you know what? As bad as it could be, it's probably better than that time that I had the cow that pooped jelly beans that tasted like crap.
Which, yeah. Well, that's the point. Well, actually, the point wasn't. They were supposed to be butterscotch, which
yeah.
I think is funny, because then it makes
they
me wonder.
They were like root beer and butterscotch,
if
but they
real
were super
poop
bad.
Tastes like butterscotch.
Mine does, but. No. Most people, common misconception, most people think fudge, but not butterscotch.
Oh, also, just in case anybody wants to try to buy it from you, Annie didn't keep her appendix.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even give me the option. That's it's not even like they were like, do you want the thing? Or we could just throw it away for you. No, I just woke up and it was gone. They're probably
like they
selling
it
on the black organ market.
Wiggled it in front of you and be like, look what you're missing.
Some witch doctor in the sticks in Louisiana is probably using it right now. To
murder a housewife.
To cure somebody's, inability to conceive or something.
Oh, ew. And they give birth to an appendix.
Yeah.
Okay. We're stalling.
Yes.
I'm stalling. I'm an Italian leader.
Glasnost and Perestroika.
Yeah. Are you ready? Okay. Yes. And we so have to ready? Get close to the microphones.
Are you prepared?
This.
Is your microphone? Is your microphone prepared?
My microphone's prepared.
I wonder if our pop filter is going to make it difficult to hear the pop rock.
Guys, we have to count. Stop sniffing.
Smells
then.
Weird. It smells like it's not going to taste
weird.
Good.
Ow, it hurts my nose.
It smells like big
Wait,
league
do
chew.
Do we need a spit bucket just in case? What's in there?
You are not spitting this out.
Okay.
That defeats the whole purpose.
Could I swallow them all? I'm really scared. This is 3 point... No, it's...
If you get them, like... If you choke on them and they start coming out your nose...
Okay, I'm gonna blow my nose.
Your only option is to just dribble them all down your front. And then you have to go home like that.
Oh, great.
So you better not do that.
Nobody's gonna mess with me anyway, because I'm a teal belt.
That's right. Colleen has that little...
I've got a belt.
Teal colored belt. It's like the same fabric that like nurse scrubs are made out of. And they match your shiny socks is what I noticed.
I look like a ninja mime.
From the 80s.
I got a black and white striped shirt with a teal belt. I'm so gonna...
Over the top of the shirt, we should mention.
Pretend hit people.
Okay, pop rocks.
All right, ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Somebody count to three.
Are you marks? Get set.
I don't
want to
do it.
Either. Can we change our mind? We can edit this all out.
No, we can't change our mind. This is going to be the lamest show ever.
Alyssa, do you want to count for us?
What?
Wait, what are we going on?
What?
Go on three.
Go on three. Okay. Yeah. Three and then go, or when she says three? Three, then go.
Wait.
No, then you won't do it.
I will.
I'm confused.
Okay, we're going to drink pop
You rocks. Count to three, right? Wait,
you count to three, and oh, when you say three, then go.
Okay.
Or no, we'll go on three. We'll
on
go on three.
Three.
I like on three better because then you're more likely to do it.
Okay.
One, two, toss.
Well, I thought she was starting.
I know.
Like, wait, where's my job? Where's my job? What is this?
It's you could have that while we kill ourselves.
No.
Okay. We all go on three. I don't have
pop
rocks.
Okay.
Pop
rocks. You have a
pop rocks. I've had like a pitcher of beer.
Are they
okay,
made from
ready?
Pocks?
One. Two.
I'm gonna laugh now.
Don't swallow them. Three!
Ah!
Oh my god, I just felt your spit. Or your poppage.
That was really good.
Don't you try to leak it on me.
I can't.
Ew, it's not poppy.
What?
And Moses stop. It's mostly stop poppy.
I love the fact that I can leak on Amy right now. I just can't do anything about it.
I will get you.
But I'm gonna eat mine.
Mm-hmm. The leaf's dying. I think we need to do mouth to mouth.
You don't want to lose it.
I kind of don't. I'll give you the Heimlich, but that's about as far
Ooh,
as I go.
Ooh, mac and bacon.
Oh god, like my tongue is sizzling, just like imagining that in your mouth right now.
I've swallowed them and it's still making the noise. This is for my stomach.
Amy's still gonna vomit.
Holy crap, wait.
She looks like she's gonna vomit.
Can you hear them in my brain? I swear they've moved
I
out.
I can hear them actually still wherever they are in your body.
I've swallowed them and they're still popping. I'm so disturbed right now. I think they're stuck in my teeth.
Ah!
Woo! High fives!
You butthead.
I'm getting left. Yeah! Defy death. How does it feel to do it twice? I'm still popping.
Okay, so the second song that we're going to play from our band, Peacock's Penny Arcade, is a song called Boots. And it's actually very topical and relevant to current things in the media.
Yes.
And we'll leave you to figure out what exactly it's about. But I don't have any doubt that you'll be able to put two and two together. All right.
So this is Boots.
Boots by Peacock's Penny Arcade.
I really care? Figure it out.
Oh, I was like, figure what out?
The song is about
I'm sure they did.
It's about Borat. So yeah. Thank you to Peacock's Penny Arcade for being our guest. And again, their website is myspace.com/Peacock's Penny Arcade. And you could read the things that we butchered out loud before.
Yes.
in your own mind's voice.
And it will probably be funnier then.
Yeah. Very true. So before we end for the day, we are going to defy death one more time because, yes. Like I was saying before, I have my very first
wart,
my first blemish, my first beauty mark.
Tarnish on your glory.
My first cauliflower-like raised appearance from the surface of your hand. Yeah. So I got freaked out. I don't know why I'm so scared of it. I guess I've read too many fairy tales, and it doesn't hurt at all.
You mean,
yeah, horror I mean stories, like
nightmares.
No, I mean like fairy tales. Like it means I'm gonna make out with a frog.
Oh, you're gonna
and
be
I'm
a
like,
witch.
I'm happily shacked up. And I was gonna get one of those little like things to put like you know in a little bandage. But then when I was in the store,
those
they were
circular
like
bandage?
They had this box that was like industrial strength Wartner. And it's
Wartner.
Wartner.
That's what it was called.
With
Wartner.
A really fancy slash, as if it's really fast, and it's like a slash across the art, so it's almost like Wartner. So, yeah, it's a wart removal system that freezes them, and it's safe to use on kids, according to the box. So you could walk up to a child in the street, and you could Wartner them, and you can't get sued. The box says so.
I think you might want to tie your kid down first with, like, baling wire or something. But
4 years or older. I thought this was, like, a taser for children. If they were crying on the train, they'd be like, hey, kid! Safe to use on kids.
I'll wart your shit off.
I'll wart you! So, I'm a little scared of this, understandably, because, it basically says, like, use Wartner for maximum 20 seconds, so if you go over 20 seconds, your hand will fall off.
Probably.
And supposedly, eventually, the wart will fall off in a couple days. Which, if you go for more than 20 seconds, your finger might go with it.
Yes.
But we're going to find out.
It's been my experience. I've had warts for a long time. Because my brother had them as like in elementary school. I remember his friend had a lot of them.
Whoa.
On his hands. And then my brother got them, and then I got a few, and I've just kind of had them sporadically ever since. They come and go. Like,
do they?
The ones that I'd never did anything about just went away on their own after several years. But so I've had experience. I've actually had doctors try to freeze them off. With like whatever it's like liquid nitrogen or some shit, I don't know, it's really cold.
Yeah.
And it hurts
really.
And then I've also done the WD, not WD-40, I always say that. The 102nd use of WD-40, compound W, which is like the over the counter stuff that you have to like put on like twice a day for like a month.
Yeah.
And that doesn't hurt at first, but like by like week 3 It's like burning off the skin around the wart, and oh, it can get kind of painful too.
I'm scared.
So I'm a little dubious, but I'll be trying. I have one wart at this time that I will be trying the wartner.
Woo! We got coupons.
Oh boy,
dude! I had no. If they had told me that by buying a box of wartner, I would have gotten a protium urinary pain reliever $1 off coupon, I would have been like, hell yeah, give me a wart. I'm buying that crap. Okay, so I have to choose a foam applicator that most closely fits the size of the wart. Would you like to do this as well?
Yeah. Okay. So Colleen has like a little plastic baggie full of various foam.
That looks about the same size.
Accoutrements.
Is there a smaller one? There's only two sizes. They make it sound like you're gonna have like this really big decision. Okay. Then you squeeze.
Ooh, where's that little plastic guy?
Here. You wanna choose your wart?
I'm glad that we're doing this on the air.
I know.
It's going to be like 20 minutes of us being like, I'm not sure what we're doing.
Well, we can cut it out.
Okay, I think you're going for the smaller size, right?
Oh, there we go.
Okay, as am I.
Choose the foam applicator.
All right, check.
Slide the opening on the colored end. So basically squeeze down the colored end.
Okay.
Wait, you can't do this until I'm done.
Yeah.
And slide.
We're going to see how painful this is for you first.
Hey, you got to get a real timer because I'm really kind of scared my finger is going to fall off. Okay. Got it. So you got a timer?
Yes.
Ready for the 2-3 seconds?
Yeah.
Is that 3 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Feels like it was longer than 3 seconds.
Put it on there. Is it on?
Yeah. Oh.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
How?
Does it hurt like fuck?
Ow!
How? I told you fucking shit hurts, man.
It doesn't look any different. Fall off!
I'm not gonna
shake my finger!
It's gonna like turn all black and like get all scabby and then it'll fall off.
Ah!
Okay, sure.
Ah! Why am I so vain? Oh!
Are you okay? No, I really want to do it. So glad you did this first.
It really only hurt at one point where you were like, that's not the feeling a skin should be. Okay, wait.
Does it still hurt now? Well, the problem with warts is that they're really kind of like a... Once you get them, they're like, I think they're like a... They're a virus. And so once you get them, you continue to get them for the rest of your life.
You can't stop.
Yeah. I bet you can't have just one.
I'm trying to think of other slogans that
would go with warts.
It's
amazing how chip slogans work perfectly for warts.
Another one like, it's the cheesiest. Wait, that's macaroni.
Oh.
What other chip slogans are there? Doritos. Nacho cheesiest. Nacho cheesiest.
I can't even think of any.
Do you know any chip slogans?
Funyuns on your bunions.
Okay, so you squeeze that and make a little mouth. Hello, Annie. I'm going to burn you.
Fuck you.
You say fuck you to a little thing.
No,
or
you.
Because don't take it out on the foam, yo. Okay, then you slide this down. And try not to touch it too much. My wart. Okay, then it's like this. Oh, you got a crooked one.
Because I've been sitting here rolling it between my fingers this whole time.
Then you put it in here. And you press this down for 3 seconds on a hard surface, so put it on something.
I'll put it on my leg or over here.
On my muscle. On my thigh muscle. A hard surface.
Okay, so here's the watch. Make sure you can see that before we get started here.
Yeah.
Bye, little wart. It's been real.
You might want to do it directly up and down.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready? 2, 3.
Put on the wart. Quick.
Where's my wart?
2, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. That
hurts. That hurts.
19, 20.
Ah! Isn't that the weirdest feeling?
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that one. God damn it.
Yeah, ugh. That was pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
You're totally made, like, goat in heat sounds.
That stings.
It really does. And it's still, like, angry at me. It's, like, staring at me with its red dot being like, why? Why didn't you love me?
Staring at me with its red dot.
Here's your thing.
My watch. Yay! Bag,
and we have 10 more applicators. Anybody else? Eddie! Robin! We haven't had Robin on the show in a long time.
That's
considering
true.
He's like a wall away usually.
Often working on his own private enterprises.
Yes, yes. He has a fancy thing. He's doing a comic for AMC. Right?
IFC.
That too.
AMC is the American Movie Channel.
Whatever! Acronym.
It's about Norman Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell?
The American painter? You think he's somebody else?
I don't know. Maybe. No, a painter.
Yeah.
But it's the American Movie Channel.
Yeah, but... but it's very Americana.
Oh, okay. I get it. I didn't understand.
Ooh, starting to feel itchy.
Doesn't it feel weird? It still feels weird now, and I'm like 5 minutes in. Think by a week from now when like your whole thumb falls off.
Oh, it's gonna be my index finger. Actually.
Oh, you don't need that.
It's like right on my left pointer knuckle is where it is.
It's on your nose of your hand puppet. Speaking of sex,
yes.
I wanted to brag. I went to this amazing.
It's getting better.
My God. This is the time where I'm having like the, oh God, mom's listening. Oh God, can't stop making things that sound horrible. I went to this amazing Eric
Idle. Well, speaking of sex, this isn't even like a weird like double entendre kind of thing.
Oh yeah, you're right. But I went to see the American premiere and they only did two shows of Eric Idle's new work of art based on another Monty Python thing. Like he did Spamalot and now he did The Life of Brian. And me and my friend Marianne went to it, and he's still, like, freaking out about her hand, and I am trying not to think about it. Hey, if you had an appendix, it wouldn't feel as weird. See, I'm okay.
Whatever, you did yours, like, 10 minutes before mine.
I'm gonna bring up things. Like, anytime you can't do something, like, if I jump further than you in a long jump, I'd be like, well, it sucks to have an appendix. Oh, wait, no, it sucks to not have one. They help you jump higher.
Too bad you have an appendix.
I could drink more beers than you. Wait, that would actually make sense.
All right, well, I think it's time to say goodnight. This is Colleen A.F. Venable saying goodnight. I'm... God, I have an appendix. Ha!
And this is Annie Sanders, now new and improved and appendix-free, and soon to be wart-free as well.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Freedom, I won't let you down.
Yeah!
We're so sorry to see you go, but we hope you'll be